Welcome back to Two BDMs and a Mic. My name is James Ayers, and I am joined by Christy Konopacki. Christy, how are you?
Hey, James. I'm doing good this morning. How are you?
You know, people already know that, it's recorded because she said morning. So, yes, we are recording. This is episode 23. We'll be traveling, unfortunately. Fortunately, there's some good reasons. I'm actually going to Emerald Bay on a back-to-beach trip with Vincent Vacations. And then, Christy, you got to do something a little bit special that I got thrown to the curb, I think. But, no, I'm super excited for Two BDMs and a Mic and for you to be there. So tell us what you're going to be doing.
Absolutely. So Monday, I will be headed down to Beaches, Turks, and Caicos. So if you are listening to this, I am probably on the plane flying from Miami to Turks. So I'm super excited to head down to one of my favorite beaches. Of course, that beautiful beach there on the resort. But I have the pleasure of heading down there for the Global Travel Advisor Appreciation Back to the Beach, which I'm so excited for, to sit down with some of the resort staff, with some of the travel agents, do some lives, get Don Bolte on here. So super exciting stuff coming next week. So make sure you tune in live. I might just randomly go live. You never know. But that's what my week looks like, James.
Yeah, listen, Emerald Bay, never a horrible place to be. As far as consolation prizes go, I think I'll be okay. We can argue. Maybe we'll send some video clips back and forth, and we can finally let the advisors decide with live feeds. Listen, I don't want any excuses about, my camera was blurry, or don't forget to wipe your lens, like Joe said. We'll do some live feeds, maybe some side-by-side of, I'll be at Exuma, you'll be in Turks. Which water is more beautiful? I think we could probably talk. I'm literally just making this up as I go right now. I was just thinking about it when you talked about the most beautiful beach, because I think the Exumas would have something to argue with you there. But hey, make sure in Turks you find Tanya Swan, sit down with her. Of course, we just celebrated her 20 years. If you haven't seen that episode, go back and watch that. It's amazing. A lot of surprise guests jump in saying hi and thanking her for all her years of work. And then, of course, all the amazing advisors you're going to meet. I'm super excited to see, and I know we teased that we were going to put some updates about the new village in Turks and Caicos, but since we didn't do that on that episode with Tanya, maybe you can pull Tanya or Jamie McAnally aside and see if you can get the inside scoop a little bit. Who knows if we'll be allowed to air it if they tell us too much, but it'd be really fun to learn a little bit more about what's coming there. Now, you might notice our view is a little bit different. We're kind of off to the side. You see the Two BDMs and a Mic. We have our own Facebook page now. We've decided that, I don't know, what's one more social media page that we need to work on, I guess.
I think, James, you just like to keep me really busy.
I do like to keep you really busy. But you know what's frustrating by all you advisors? We have Instagram, hardly get any interaction. We have the YouTube. It's like pulling teeth to get you guys over there, which is probably our most important platform. So please, if you're not over there yet, make sure you comment, like, subscribe, all that. This episode is actually playing live right now at the same time as all the Facebook pages. So you can actually flip over to YouTube and watch it there if you would like. but that's where we get our feedback. That's what's going to kind of prompt us to the next level. But the Facebook page is going to be very important as well. We want to make this a good place for advisors to come and get our content, but also ask questions, react to things. So I was like, the other night in bed, I was like, hey, let me just put up a post and see what happens. I figured, yeah, maybe one or two people will see it. No, like a lot of you saw it. So we're going to get to that in a second. But before we do that, we do have a little bit of housekeeping. A lot of the promotions, of course, that have been going on, they end tomorrow, as tomorrow we're recording on April 25th, but it'll be April 30th tomorrow. But not to worry. We have another promotion.
We have more. We have more promotion.
We've got Sandals Jamaica Calling and Beaches Jamaica Jamming. So essentially, you need to book 5 or 6 nights in a Sandals. You can get a special rate from $199 per person per night, plus a $250 resort credit, a free catamaran cruise on 7 nights or more, or a free catamaran cruise only on 5 or 6 nights. So 5 or 6 nights gets you just the catamaran cruise. Up to 7 nights gets you the $250 resort credit and the catamaran cruise. Booking window now until June 9th. Travel window now until January 31st of 2025, which is great. that it's, you know, a lot of times we end at that December 31st. So this one, a little bit special because it goes all the way till January 31st. Now with beaches, same type of deal. 7 nights, you get a $250 resort credit and free catamaran cruise. On 5 or 6 nights, you just get the free catamaran cruise. But this rate is going to be $249 per person per night. Again, the same booking windows go until June 9th of 2024 and the travel window in January 31st of 2025. So exciting stuff, Christy.
Yeah.
A lot of incentive to get them out there.
I love the catamaran cruise. So
you're a big sucker for the catamaran cruise. Listen, they're fun. I think I've gone on too many, maybe, but maybe my time at the resort kind of jades me. But that's why I like Island Roots, because there's, yeah, maybe I'm over the catamaran cruise, but there's 300 other excursions that I've never done before. So super excited. So this week, just a little bit of fun episode. We want to jump into this Facebook page and we're going to jump right in here.
Now, before we get started,
oh God, here
thank
we
you
go.
Everybody for following along. I probably sent a lot of requests, so thank you so much for following the new Facebook page. We figured, like James said, why not add just another avenue where you all can reach us at? Have some fun in here. Ask your questions. Love how interactive it already is. So we're really, really excited about this.
We're definitely excited about this. You're going to see the directors, all four directors will probably pop in here to help answer questions. I think we're going to try to get the senior BDMs in all four regions involved to give them a little, why not try to convince them, hey, why don't you do a little bit more work because you don't do enough already? But this is all about just having a place for you guys to interact directly with the BDMs and try to get your questions answered. And we will get those out to exactly what you need to do, especially if you're looking to connect with a BDM. A lot of times there's just different avenues, different Facebook page, fan pages, all kinds of places, emails. If you put something on, say, I live here and I'm looking for my BDM, this will be one of the fastest ways for us to get you direct contact with them. So reach out with any question you can think of. But the first one, the first interaction that we had, we thought it would be a little bit fun. Where do you go first the moment you arrive at Sandals Resorts? And Christy, I thought that maybe you and I would just discuss this. That's why I put this up there. But again, 52 comments. We haven't liked or replied to anything yet. So normally like the comments kind of double because you reply to everything. But we haven't replied to anything. So instead of us just diving deep into specifically what we do, we're going to react to what they're suggesting.
How
and
fun.
Then talk about if that's something that you might try or you have done in the past, because I'm sure you've done multiple firsts every time you show up at the Sandals, depending on where you go. Let's see. Elaine Charles Jones. Hey, shout out to Elaine, because she is actually travel advisor out of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. So super cool. So thank you for following us. I hope that you're proud of the resort that we have at St. Vincent, and maybe we'll see you around on the resort there sometime. But yeah, she's always following our episodes and we're super excited to be a part of your country. So we've got Kirsten Hicks says room then food. That's always a good one, but I'm always hesitant, right? Because a lot of times your room's not ready. You get there a little bit early and your room's not ready. So you're just sitting in the lounge.
Right.
Or do you
go get
food
first?
Yes.
I feel like this question is going to depend. Like, if your room's ready, what are you doing? If your room isn't ready, what are you doing? Right?
Yeah. What is going on? Listen, I'm going to call you. Listen, there's a lot of things wrong with me. But your hair is, like, doing its... You've got this like, it's almost like you're trying to be in a music video. You just need a fan on you, so your hair's just blowing. But you've got...
Yes, it's a new look, okay? It's a new look. Now, back to the real topic of today's episode, James.
All right, so we've got Eric Madison. Pool bar, easy choice. He says, straight to the pool bar. So, okay, Eric, here's my question. Are you... You got to be smart, because this is what I do, and a lot of my colleagues get upset. We get to the resort, we check in, room's not ready, I throw my stuff in the sales office. Perk of being a BDM, you'll probably have to leave yours in the club lounge or at the front desk. And then I change because I brought clothes in my carry-on to change into, and it's usually board shorts, t-shirt, and flip-flops.
You know what's funny is that Eric could probably take up that perk too. He is a big supporter, as he is my other half. So if he's traveling down to the resort, he's traveling with me.
So does he leave you, or does he go straight to the pool bar with you?
He would probably go straight to the pool bar if I would be like, you can go wherever you'd like. usually I'm like, we're going to do this first. We're going to go unpack our bags.
As we can see right there, Christy Konopacki, room and unpack my bags.
Exactly. I'm an unpacker.
But what? So. Yeah, I unpack too. I use all the drawers. David Ridge makes fun of me all the time. I use all the drawers. I hang up all my clothes.
I'll
throw some stuff in the shower, turn on the hot water while I'm unpacking the rest of the way to steam out some of the stuff if I can.
Yes.
But now, what if your room's not ready, Christy?
If my room's not ready, I am probably getting food because it's been a long travel day. I need food before, I get my week started. So starting off.
That's not what they said in Curacao.
What's that?
That's not what they said in Curacao. Your reputation precedes you. Brittany Young, one of the advisors out of Oklahoma. Big shout out to Brittany. She's always a fun time on the resorts. So explore and schedule activities. That's what she does.
I love that.
So I think that's a good idea because when you say schedule activities, I'm assuming you mean maybe checking in with the Island Roots desk if you haven't set up any pre-trips or... And if you're an advisor, you should be booking all your clients pre-trip. So don't let them get there and then book their trips. Book them ahead of time, get that commission. But culinary concierge, I think, is a huge thing that you should do when you first arrive.
Absolutely.
Right? If you haven't used the app and scheduled a few of the restaurants. Let's see. Lisa Thornton is next. The beach with a Caribbean sunshine in hand. I'm assuming that's a drink. Christy, you would know.
Say that again.
She says, Lisa Thornton says, the beach with a Caribbean sunshine in hand. I guess that's the name of a drink.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
It does sound amazing.
It sounds like there's rum in there. That's all I will say.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay, let's move this up a little bit. Angie Portdale says, club lounge. Bougie.
Love
Unfortunately,
it.
David Ridge likes to keep me in the luxury rooms, so I don't get to see the club lounge often unless I just go to say hi to people.
Keep it up, David.
But it is amazing. If I go into the club lounge, Christy, what's the first thing you do when you get into the club lounge?
I eat a cookie.
I literally was gonna say the same thing. Like I
of
just
course.
Go straight to the jar and have a cookie. When I was in Curacao, as we were leaving, I'm in the club lounge, like looking around, and I go over and there's no cookies, and all my advisors are like, yeah, there's no cookies, sorry. And I was like, went to the back. Found someone and I was like, how come there's no cookies? And they're like, oh, we're filling them now. Do you want a bag? I get to the shuttle bus with like a full bag of cookies.
Here's a cookie.
Yeah, exactly. Chasing Beaches and an ATEC travel agency. Sorry.
Would be Lynn K out of Minnesota.
Lynn K. Bar and then beach. Unless we get into our room, then we make a drink in our room and enjoy. Ooh. That's not
a
bad.
Little mixology inside
little
mix- of the room.
I'll be honest. I'm a little lazy. So I don't know if I'm going to want to make my own drink. If I get a drink out of my room, it's probably just going to be a beer because I'm too lazy to mix something. That's my own problem though, right?
Right, exactly.
So let's see. Missy Stokes Keneally says, check out the beautiful water. Always. Which is a big shout out to St. Vincent and the Grenadines, right? Sandal St. Vincent, because... I talk about this all the time. I just did a presentation yesterday where I talked about St. Vincent. And Christy, I've never been in a resort. This is why St. Vincent and the Grenadines sticks out to me so much. I've never been in a resort where the first thing I look at when I leave my room is not the ocean. I just kept getting drawn to the mountains.
I knew you were going to say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, nonstop. Like, it was crazy. Like, normally it's like you get out of the room, oh, where's the ocean? Oh, where's the ocean? Even if you're far back, you're kind of like looking through the cracks. There's the ocean, but there was all about the mountains. So interesting difference there. Let's see. Nicole Golden says, check out the view for my room. All right. More of that. Kristen Williams, straight to the bar. Clearly. Love it, Christy. Casey Kyler, check in and then ask about any extra butler service, cabanas at the beach or pools, and get them booked ASAP. Smart. Very, very smart. Oh, and then dining reservations are possible priorities. LOL. Yeah, of course. Get basically set up the rest of your trip and do it now because everyone knows the moment you leave, if you go eat, you go to the pool bar, you do all these other things, how likely are you to go back to those services to check in?
Right.
Right? I mean, so it's smart. I like to call that being responsible, which I am not. Taylor Wright, to my room to settle and then off to put my feet in the sand.
I do like doing that too. There's so many things that I like to do, but it always, I have to unpack to get to my sandals to get to the beach.
No, so but see, that's why you put it in your carry-on, Christy. And yeah. If I'm in a real hurry, if I know it's going to be a tight squeeze, like, oh, we've got the cocktail at 5:30. The welcome cocktail's at 5:30 or 6 o'clock. And I know we're not getting there until 3:34. I'm literally wearing my board shorts under my pants. If I could get tearaway suit pants for the plane ride over there that were acceptable for yeah, I would just go straight to the beach.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm going to talk to Garth about that. Can I just get my suit pants? Are these acceptable for travel? And just a nice seam with Velcro on there. And then my polo shirt. Velcro strip right down the back.
Velcro even.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I'm not taking it off. Just the full on grab it in the front and rip it. Christy, let's let you read some of these here because I'm sure everyone's tired of listening to me.
Yeah. So we've got Amanda Hinckley. Oh, goodness. This last name, I'm probably going to butcher it, but we're going to give it a try. Giaranto. I am so sorry if I mispronounce your last name, but she said the bathroom, lunch, then the pool, period, priorities. I can relate to that as well.
Well, listen, you're going off script here. Are you going off of a different view?
Me?
Yes.
I've got two screens.
Yeah, no, listen, read the one in front of us.
The thing is,
Amanda, you take a back seat because you're a Chiefs fan, and I'm sorry. But I'm over it already. The football season hasn't even started. You can't be shouting out Chiefs fans, Christy, that aren't even on our screen to show the people watching.
Funny. Well,
I can't wait to get that text from Amanda laughing at me.
Because the text on the screen I'm looking at is too small for me to read. This one I really liked from Sarah Dillon, Room. And then get a tour to get the lay of the land. So she's eyeing up the resort, figuring it out. You know, where's the pool? Where's the entertainment? Where's Butch's? I like that one. That one's fun.
Nice.
We've got Emily Carlton from Minot, North Dakota. Concierge room, my room, and then the beach. So
there's a lot of people want to go to the room first, but it's like, I promise you, it's like you forget that your room might not be ready.
Right. Yes. So like I said, that's going to all depend on.
And I like all these different answers because I think this is good feedback for advice. I know this is kind of a fun shout out, but if you're an advisor, these are all different ideas that you can now flip. And when you're talking to your clients about things, you know, they don't need to know that you have one specific routine. You can tell them all the routines. Here's what I do in this case. Here's what I do in this case. And then these, you know, these might spark some ideas where you might go, okay, my client definitely need to do this first, no matter what. And maybe that's, you know, culinary concierge if restaurant reservations and stuff like that is the most important.
Fabulous. Great tip, James. Angela Mansberger. Duh, eat pizza. Love that. Right away, straight to Dino's Pizzeria, right? we've got a couple other ones. Nicole Golden, check out the view from my room. So that's also probably one of the first things once I get into my room. I take a video of my room. I look outside. What is my view? And then I actually unpack. So can totally agree with you on that, Nicole. We also have, let's see here. I'm looking for the ones where I can for sure pronounce their last name. Now, I do know that Marta is out of New York, and she goes straight to the Butler Lounge. Again, bougie.
I know. It's amazing. It's amazing.
I like it.
I try to sneak into the Butler Lounge once in a while. If I know the butler in there, I'm like, hey, can I come in and take some of your cookies too?
I'm just like, let me in. All right, what else do we have here? Dustin goes to the bathroom. I also like that. That's a necessity.
Did you hold it all the way from the airport? Like, I get off the plane, so I get through customs straight to the restroom. Like, I don't have a choice.
I think most of us, yes, are doing the same thing as you are. Kimberly is going to the bar, then immediately to the beach until her room is ready.
You know, that's funny. I got another one here. So first of all, big shout out because love for the burgers on resort. Okay, give them some love. Everyone's like, the pizza, the burgers are amazing. So Kendra, get a burger at the Beach Grill. I need lunch and a drink, smart. But based on what you just said, Esther Marie says the same thing. If my room is ready, then straight there to unpack. It makes me laugh because of you. They said, I know I'm a weirdo, but I can't settle into a vacation unless all the things are put away.
Yes, I can totally relate. Even if I'm only there for, you know, 3 days.
Oh, it's the worst. For work trips, that's why David Ridge makes fun of me so much. He's like, what are you doing? Putting all your stuff? I'm like, I use almost every drawer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the socks go in one drawer, underwear in another drawer, shorts in one, pants in one, t-shirts. It's absurd.
Exactly. It has to be that way. And then it just makes packing that much easier. You know, when you're bummed because you're leaving the beautiful island. So it just makes it a little bit easier when you're going to pack your bags to leave. I've seen a couple here. People are going to the Jerk Shack as well. We had Stephanie Collins going to the Jerk Shack right away. We also, June Hintz is getting food.
Ellen says they've never been to a Sandals resort, sadly. Ellen, if you're an advisor, please reach out to us. Send us a message on here. Let us know where you are. Let's connect you with your local BDM and try to get you out there if you're looking to be an advisor selling sandals. But yes, we would love for you to see it.
Absolutely. Tara, a big fan of our show out in Jersey, she says pool in Café de Paris for an iced coffee. Love that. And then, of course, Sally, one of the BDMs out on the north in the Northeast, said, I'm right there with ya.
Hey, big shout out to Joe Vanderhoff, who was on last week's episode, but this is going to speak to him. Christina Zimmerman says, coffee and then the beach. That is a classic Joe, Coach Joe move. Gets there and is like, oh, where's Bloom? Where's Café de Paris? Let's go get a coffee. I'm usually getting ice cream because I'm not a coffee drinker, but, you know, I'll entertain to go with him.
There you go. You can't go wrong with ice cream either at any time of day. What else have we got here? Lots of food, lots of room. So it's almost like an even split we've got going.
Yeah.
He likes to relax. Usually my room.
A lot of straight to the bars too, which is really funny.
Yes. We'll have to put one of the comments of what's your favorite drink while you're on resort. That's always fun too.
Yeah, a couple shout outs to the Jerk Shack as well, which is always a big hit. And what a lot of people don't know, Christy, is if you get to a Sandals and there's not a Jerk Shack, ask the front desk, ask when you're checking in and say, hey, I know there's not a Jerk Shack, but is there a restaurant that sells, or not sells, but that offers the jerk chicken or the jerk pork or the fish and foil? Because some of the places, the restaurant, there isn't actually a Jerk Shack, but they still have the Jerk Shack items there. So that's always something to look into as well. Ask when you get there if you don't see anything.
That's a fun fact.
Yeah, there's always something around. Like I said, a lot of checking the view for the room. Kristen Alfred says, to my room to get changed, then to find a drink to enjoy on the beach.
Fabulous. So about the jerk chicken comment or the Jerk Shack comment. So when the Midwest team was in Antigua a couple weeks ago, I was having lunch at Neptune's and I wanted the quesadilla and I also wanted the jerk chicken, but I didn't want the whole meal for chicken. And so she just gave me, you know, one piece of the jerk chicken, which was perfect.
That's amazing. Like,
this is heavenly.
Yeah, I don't see anything. Oh, here's Amy Frank, the lobby. I absolutely love the moment you step foot on property. You are greeted warmly by the staff and given a cool lemongrass towel and signature drink.
Oh, that is really, really nice.
I like how Amy went very specific. Like, okay, the moment I get off the shuttle, these are the steps that I am taking. I love it.
My feet are on property. This is what I'm doing.
And finally, someone actually using the words culinary concierge, Stephanie Marie, right here, literally straight up calling out culinary concierge. Don't underestimate that, how important it is. And again, for me, it comes back to the fact that I'm lazy and I probably won't go back if I don't do it at the beginning. I'm the worst, honestly.
Hey, at least you can admit your laziness. So
yeah, it's like getting up this morning.
I know. I'm proud of you for waking up.
Awesome. Yeah, Pool and Cafe de Paris. So another Tara also with the shout out with the iced coffee. Going to yes. Cafe de Paris.
Now, if you are listening to this, please comment what you first do when you step onto resort. As always, we love the interaction. We will probably be watching this at a later time, so we will get back to all of your comments, and we can't wait to see them all. I hope our comment section is just flooded with your comments.
Yes, that would be amazing. And please throw out some comments on the YouTube version of this. Again, like I can't overstate how much that really, really helps us. Christy, unless you have anything to add, I think that's going to wrap up. Again, this was just kind of a fun episode. This was episode 23. We're going to have more stuff coming up. Future guests that I want to call out. We're going to have Jake Coldiron, our national golf director. We're going to have Melissa O'Hara, our national dive manager.
Melissa Young.
Okay, I was going to say she just got married, so I should probably learn her new last name. But it's,
well, it's funny because I was searching for her email and I'm like, Melissa O'Hara. Why isn't she in my system? I've emailed her and emailed her before. And then finally, Melissa Young. I'm like, oh, yeah.
So it's M Young. Is it M Young at UVI or is it Melissa.Young?
I'm going to have to check. But I know it's Young in the email.
Okay. So if you're looking to reach out to Melissa, make sure you know that her last name has changed, obviously, with her amazing wedding marriage that she has now. So great step in life for her, but, make sure you keep reaching out. So we've got Jake coming up. We've got Melissa coming up. We are going to have Liz Perkey. Finally, we keep saying that over and over and over. We are looking to jump back up to the Northeast. We're probably, Christy, you will talk to her this in the next couple of days. I imagine she will be at Turks and Caicos. So let Ashley Beattie know. She will be a future guest. Surprise, Ashley, you're coming on the show.
Bye.
And then would love to talk to Anita, who's the senior regional sales manager down in the Southeast as well. So want to start giving a little bit more love to the Northeast and Southeast and make sure we stay on top of what they've got going on and what you guys as advisors have going on. I know you guys are an advantage. You got the amazing flights in the Northeast and Southeast that help you get to the Caribbean a little bit easier. But we want to talk about that and really expand upon that, because for those that are kind of rolling their eyes in the West and Midwest, don't forget, you can send your clients a day early to these destinations that some of these people are flying out of and turn it into a day. Go to New York, go to Miami and do something. Go to Charlotte and do something. Schedule them a dinner. Do something nice. Don't just put them there at 11 o'clock at night, throw them in a hotel room for 5 hours and then tell them, oh, your flight's at 7:30 in the morning. Like, get up. Good luck. No, plan out a day for them. I think that can really turn around the vacation and help with the flight and the struggles that can be getting to the Caribbean from the further out west you go. So that's going to be it for me today. Christy, any final thoughts from you?
One last thing, housekeeping related. Don't forget that the Sandals St. Vincent contest is also still happening. So there will be a winner from each region that has the highest revenue to Sandals St. Vincent, they will receive a free 5-night, 6-day butler suite at Sandals St. Vincent. So I'm crossing my fingers for those in Minnesota and North Dakota.
I feel so bad. That's why I don't bring this up a lot, because I have an advisor, Carrie Zillman, amazing. He's really taken to the Sandals brand and product with the help from, you know, some other advisors in the area, which is great. I love the collab that I have in my territory. She's booked so many rooms to Sandals St. Vincent, the Grenadines recently.
Yeah.
But they all leave on like January 3rd. That's when they start. Like literally like 3 days after the competition. But hey, Carrie, I told you, David Ridge and I are going to take care of you. We will do something nice, probably a nice dinner. David doesn't know yet, but he will. And when he hears how hard you were working, he will get you out there. Because I'm sure if he doesn't, Chad will probably make fun of him. So
love it. But yes, lots of fun stuff coming along. So don't forget to keep interacting. Please. We have some really fun ideas for everybody that you all get to be a part of. So James, that's it from me. I will talk to you soon. I am in Turks, so make sure to stay tuned to all of our channels to see some content from Beaches, Turks, and Caicos during the Global Travel Advisor Appreciation Trip.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. This was episode 23. I'm James. That's Christy. You guys have a great rest of the week. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.